And welcome back to Rosie on the House, where we're diligently trying this hour to kind of clear up some of the misconceptions or confusion that you may have about water treatment. It is one industry that's probably drowned in more snake oil than any other industry, other than insulation and radiant barriers. We're here this morning with our expert from All About Water, George Funkhauser, the service manager for Dave over there at All About Water. Been there 22 years, is that what you said?
22 years.
That's awesome. That's fantastic. Listen, I want to go to the callers because I told Alina we'd get to her as quick as we could. Let's bring her up. There is an open line if you'd like to ask George any question about water treatment. It'd be a good opportunity to jump in here without a busy signal. 1-888-767-4348. Alina, am I pronouncing your name correct?
Actually, it's Elena, but you know what? Pretty close enough.
Elena. Okay, Elena. What's your question for George?
Well, I tell you, I moved from a house which had reverse osmosis, loved the whole water treatment. Moved into an apartment, and now I'm stuck. I don't know what to do. I've been going down buying the water from the little machines, and I'm like, I need something in my shower. I need something in my faucet. I need something in my dishwasher. But it's like, what do? I'm in an apartment now.
Excellent, excellent question. Reverse osmosis, we can definitely still do for an apartment complex. We have alternatives to when they tell you you can't drill a hole in the countertops. So there's alternatives there that we can definitely do to get you done.
A reverse osmosis is a small unit that goes under your sink and is just drinking water.
Absolutely.
You don't shower with reverse osmosis water.
Correct.
You could. No. It'd be expensive.
No, but I do not like this hard water because I've got one of those electric glass tea kettles, and it was horrible. I had to decalcify that within about 4 weeks.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. I have noticed in some apartment complexes that they have loops in them. It's very rare that happens, but we do have alternative things, filters, things like that you can put on the shower to help with that. The great thing is you could probably have one of our specialists come out and at least take a look, see what you have going on there. Maybe something that they can do for you, but on the whole home situation for showering and laundry, things like that. But definitely I know we can get you taken care of on drinking water.
Oh, fantastic. Alrighty, can I stay on the line and get the information or just go to Rosie?
Sure. Well, give her the contact information.
Awesome. You can, a couple things. Our phone number is the 480-892-7556. And we're also at ecowateraz.com. And so
spell that.
ECOWATER.
And AZ.com. I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
Okay.
But that's the brand of equipment y'all primarily distribute.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. That's the manufacturer, ECO, E-C-O. Is it two C's?
Nope. Okay. Just E-C-O and then W-A-T-E-R, ECO Water.
And I don't know what happened, but I was on the line with Aaron, who was calling in, 623 area code. It used to be in Westside, but anymore with cell phones. That
it could be anywhere.
It could be anywhere. He had just moved into a home, had a water softening unit on it that has been in bypass mode. And I think his question was, what's my steps getting it working again? But the call just dropped.
Oh, perfect. Well, hopefully he's still listening out there because we not only do we sell products, of course, we service. And we service all makes and major brands out there. And our motto always is to fix first, replace second, right? If somebody has something in their home and it's worth fixing, and we go that route first always through our service department. And those same phone number we gave and the same email, we'd be more than happy to get them scheduled, get out to the home. We even have a specialist that we have, and if their new homeowners have no idea what they have, they want a tutorial, and we're going to send him out, and he'll go over what do they have in the home, is it worth fixing or replacing as well, and they do that. We do that at no cost or obligation, so it's really neat to have him come out also.
Let's take a minute and talk through. You talk about the water treatment equipment, the water softener specifically we're going to talk about right now. What do those canisters, what happens inside those canisters?
Awesome. Inside the canisters, we have the resins that do the ion exchange. And in
That's the sealed.
The sealed big compartment, usually a tall tower with that control head on top.
So you got root beer colored plastic beads in there.
Yeah, root beer colored plastic beads, but unfortunately no root beer comes out.
Okay.
And then we have carbon in there as well, which separates kind of water softeners that most people have, conditional water softeners or conditioners, and then we have the refiners. And the refiner, not only will it soften the water with the ion exchange media in there, we have a carbon base in there also that removes all the chlorine, dirts, odors out of the water and protects the life and integrity of those resin beads that are inside there. And as the water passes through, of course, the ion exchange beads are going to hold on to that calcium and release the sodium, which gives you that softener, you know, mineral that comes into the home. And every few days that thing says, hey, recharge these beads back up, clean that carbon off, and that's where we get into the salt or the potassium. It creates a brine, so it puts water into your tank and then sucks that brine water out, making sure that all those root beer colored beads and carbon get the salt water attaching to them, backwashing, cleaning it all out. And then you'll notice they all have drains, so they're going to take all that salt water out and just get rid of it. It sends it to the drain, so that way you don't have that ocean, you know, flavored water coming back through into the house when you use it.
And when you say all that, what's the parts per million on that deposit? I mean, is that something you could drain onto a plant outside and...
I don't recommend taking that discharge water and doing that, but I have customers that do it. Again, depending on the type of model that you have into the home, the Eco Water unit is so darn friendly. So when we were listening to the previous hour and we're talking about the water conservation and how important it is, it got me jazzed up because I'm like, that's why I love the product that we use and sell. It's going to be the most salt and water efficient unit on the market. So it hardly uses any salt when it's doing its charge. Like 3.5-4 pounds of salt is what it's using to clean itself out. And then it's going to use, let's say, 30 gallons of water for that whole backwash. So it's usually less than what somebody takes into a shower. And then, of course, that brine water, as it gets backwashed and through the system, it's rinsing it out. So you could put it on the ground. You're not going to hurt anything. But typically, we like to let the cities reclaim that water, put it on our golf courses and parks and things anyway. So.
Very good. Well, we better get to the callers. They've loaded up the lines here. Let's start with Larry, who called in first. Larry's got a great question. Larry, thanks for calling Rosie on the House. Let me introduce you to George Funkhauser of All About Water. What's your question, Larry?
I'm a maintenance man for a rather large company here in the Valley. We have a total of 60 very large swamp coolers, commercial swamp coolers. And it is costing us a fortune because of the simple fact we get so much calcium in the water, I can't get the projected 5 years' worth of use out of these pads. I just replaced 30 of the swamp coolers last year, and we went with aviation aluminum because the galvanized steel cabinets were rotting right through within a matter of 5 or 6 years.
All right. George, is there a way he could treat that water prior to introducing it to the evaporation?
Definitely. You can definitely use soft water passing through those systems. It just depends on how big of a commercial size unit that you're probably going to need to pass through the ion exchange media to do that. But I mean, definitely that would help you.
Softened water is going to take out all that mineral buildup that he's got on the fins and on the pads.
Yeah, that calcium and magnesium, it's going to remove all that. Now, we're still going to have mineral deposits in the water. There's still a lot of salt content, like we were talking about earlier, in the water supply still. But removing the calcium and magnesium, which is the biggest deterrent in, you know, it's calcifying up those pads and not getting longevity out of them. Soft water is definitely going to help with that.
Well, he said he had evap coolers. On the screen here, it says we've got evap coolers. I didn't know he had 60 of them. That's a pretty big system. Let's go out to Bob in Surprise. He wants to know. He's got a specific question. Bob, good morning.
So my question is, having a well and a septic system, we've had the water tested. It's got like 110 TDS, 4 grains of hardness, but it's a well. So what kind of treatment would you recommend for that? I mean, we're just kind of hesitant drinking water straight out of the ground. We have underground storage, 5,000-gallon tank of underground storage, and that's never been cleaned. So, I mean, how would you treat a well?
Excellent question. I would do just a regular conventional water treatment system, such as a conditioner or a water softener. And I would also do a reverse osmosis system. Before you do all that, I know you said you had the water tested. Our specialists, when they come out, they're really good on grabbing samples. We go through a process of having that water lab analyzed as well. And then we always tell people about once a year, reanalyze that water just to make sure that everything's staying the same and you're removing everything out of the water. But just a regular water softener in that case would be great. And then top it off with a drinking water system under the sink. You'd have the best of both worlds.
Y'all regularly put equipment on wells.
We do, yeah. Yeah. Prescott, we do quite a bit. Like I said, New River, Black Canyon City, just different little outskirts areas as well where we put in the water treatment on wells as well. So absolutely.
Very good. Well, let's stay with the callers. Let's go to Rob.
As we get to Rob, on topics of well real quick, I'm not familiar with the commercial side. You know, you had the guy with the vap coolers. I know there's huge hotels that the whole thing is softened. We're talking massive equipment. In a shared well situation, is there any solution to offering soft water to if there's four homes on it or five homes, just everything out of the holding tank is softened at the well holding tank before it's distributed?
I'm sure there probably is. We have a residential license for our water treatment and plumbing license, so we stick with primarily residential. We don't get into commercial. But absolutely,
it's a horrible idea. I'm just thinking through it out loud. Because if you're doing it at the holding tank, so much of that water is being used for livestock and gardens.
Better to be in the home.
Mm-hmm. Do it at the house. That's mm-hmm. a horrible idea. Yeah. I should have thought that through before I asked it. Rob, welcome.
Hey, good morning, guys. I've been wanting to put an RO in for quite a while, and the issue that I have is I only will do it if I could tie it into my Sub-Zero fridge with the indoor dispenser system. Mm-hmm. I've seen in the past, though, when people have done that they really reduce the flow of the water coming out of the dispenser, and it takes forever to fill up a cup of water. Has that gotten better with technology?
Technology has gotten so much better. And in fact, when you get into the Eco Water product, there are pumps that you can put onto them, pumps that are electrical driven that can drive that water. And then they have really neat things called permeate pumps, which take the storage that you have in capacity and bring you back up to, like, let's say line pressure. So, quick lesson on how ROs work. Basically, that water comes in. So let's say you have 70 pounds of water pressure coming into the home. After it passes through the RO, you have, let's say, 35 pounds at best coming into the RO going over to a refrigerator and ice maker. A permeate pump will take and ratchet that pressure back up to 70 pounds, get you more pressure, and basically shut off at line pressure what you have in. And then there's delivery pumps. So you take the RO water and you drive it to the refrigerator. And we have many customers that do that as well because they want that higher pressure, especially if they're coming into the home already starting at a lower pressure. Yeah. So absolutely.
All right, Rob, we appreciate the call. Hope that gives you a good answer. If Rob wanted to get a hold of somebody at Eco Water.
Absolutely. Again, that number 480-892-7556 and ecowateraz.com.
We'll be right back.